Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, delving once again into the Bugle archives. There was a major breakthrough in the War on Terror back in August 2008. Well, that's if you rank a taxi driver as being up there with the biggest threats to civilization. We're going way back. Here I am with John Oliver in issue 40 of the Bugle.
Top story this week and safety update. So, how do you feel? Do you feel safe? Do you feel safe where you are? I suppose that really does depend on where you're listening to this. If you're listening to this, say, halfway up a staircase trying to move a piano, then you're clearly not particularly safe. You're in danger of something at worst life-threatening and at best hilarious happening. But aside from slapstick, I'm really talking about the kind of safety that only governments can provide us with. And you should feel safer, because this is the week that the mastermind behind 9/11 was finally brought to justice. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe not the mastermind, but certainly the man who drove him around a bit. This really isn't so much of a terrorist as a man guilty of a traffic violation. And the point is, you should feel a lot safer. Salim Hamdan, who was Bin Laden's driver from 1997 to 2001 and did it for $200 a month, about £99, said he worked for wages, not to wage war on the US. I suppose the war on the US was just a tip, Andy. Pretty generous one as well, kind of a Christmas bonus. I guess that works out at more than 15% as well. That's a pretty good tip.
Yeah, not bad at all. He's a generous man, Bin Laden.
That is as far as we've got in the War on Terror. 7 years after the attacks on New York, Andy, the driver, and not even the get-away driver, the get-around driver.
Well, I guess we can all sleep much easier in our beds at night, John, knowing that the world's number one ranked baddie will have to get another person to chauffeur him around. That yeah. Makes me feel much more secure. And to be fair, John, he was slightly more guilty than people have made out. He was convicted of supporting terrorism and also of having one of those in-car air fresheners hanging from his rearview mirror in the shape of Bin Laden hitting Abraham Lincoln on the head with a baguette.
That is very provocative. Prosecutors had wanted a 30-year sentence to deter would-be terrorists, to be more accurate, to deter people from driving them around. And it's now going to be virtually impossible for Bin Laden to get a cab. That's what we've achieved. Let that monster stand in the rain with his thumb out as cabs with their lights on just drive past, and let him use that time to think about what he's done. Bin Laden's going to have to walk if he wants to get somewhere, or learn to ride a bike, which I'm sure is very difficult in those mountains. So yes, I think we can all agree Al-Qaeda is officially on the run.
Quite literally on the run.
The court took a massive 1.5 hours of deliberation to come to the conclusion that, including time served, he should probably be released in around 5 months. And how did this evil, hardened killer of non react? Well, Andy, he smiled as he left court, said thank you to those in the room, and then bye-bye in English. Bye-bye! That is not how I pictured the first sentence at Guantanamo going down. That place just keeps throwing up surprises. I thought that whoever it was would be dragged out by their hair screaming death to the West, not thank you and bye-bye. It sounds more like the end of an Osmonds concert.
Well, maybe America could try and build bridges with the Al-Qaeda community by employing this man as the president's new driver. To show that, you know, he can be converted from driving terrorists around to driving the leader of the free world around. I think that'll be a message of hope for everyone.
Well, in terms of rehabilitation, the judge said, I hope the day comes that you return to your wife and daughters in your country and you're able to be a provider, a father and a husband in the best sense of all those terms. I'm not really sure what the negative sense of all those terms is, but Hamdan responded, God willing. And I've always thought it must be tempting in that situation, if you're the judge, to say, no, not God willing, me willing. I am the judge. You will be released if I will it. I don't want to be a dick about this. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm God. I'm just saying that this is genuinely my decision.
It does conjure up a rather lovely image of Dick Cheney watching the sentence come through and just kind of throwing his remote control at his television, saying, what the f***? What is the f*** point in setting up military trials if they go soft at the first sign of a defendant not being guilty? What the f*** the point of that?
That is a compelling mental image, Andy, and I appreciate you putting it in my head.
Good. He probably had his wang out as well while he was doing it.
And okay, now you've ruined it. His wang out ready to celebrate. I don't even want... You've done this. You started this. I'm angry with you, not
me. I never said anything about celebrating. I was merely suggesting that he might have just had a shower and rushed out of the shower to see the result come through. And not had time to put his jockstrap on.
In terms of how important a figure this man was, a CIA officer admitted that in the wanted terrorist deck of playing cards, he'd be the two of clubs. But that's not even true. He wasn't even on those cards. He didn't make it to the deck. No, instead, he'd be the joker in that you look at him and just say, well, why did they put him in here?
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Now, if you're worried about the next 40 minutes or so being achingly silent, go and listen to the latest issue of The Gargle with Alice Fraser. Information about all our shows in the Bugle stable at thebuglepodcast.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.